This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Survey results out this morning suggest many Americans who signed up for health insurance under what's labeled the Affordable Care Act do actually find their coverage affordable. That's particularly true for people with very low incomes who are paying less than $125 a month for a policy. That's on par with what many people pay to get health coverage through their jobs. But from the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein reports for people earning $30,000 a year and over, the premiums often seem expensive.
To be sure, there were good deals for consumers in year one of the ACA, but the Commonwealth Fund's Sarah Collins, who co-authored this report, says for individuals earning about 30 grand or families of four earning 60, those deals could be hard to find.
People are paying more than they would have if they'd gotten a plan through an employer.
Collins' report raises an important question. Are the ACA subsidies generous enough to make insurance affordable? The federal government is on track to spend at least $11 billion in financial assistance this year. Sharon Long with the Urban Institute says a chunk of people who buy their own coverage in and off the exchanges are still struggling.
Among those who are buying coverage on their own, almost half report that they're satisfied with their coverage, but that means about half are not satisfied.
For them, the big problem, says Long, is price. She quickly adds that's the case for more than half the 41 million Americans who remain uninsured. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.